Every May since 1987, I've pulled myself out of bed one morning between 3 and 3:30 a.m. and driven out past Hermantown to listen for mourning doves for a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service survey, the main tool regulators have for assessing dove population trends. When I started 18 years ago, my 20-mile route from the townships of Adolph to Culver ran through land that was primarily forested, with some openings and a lovely bobolink pasture. Now a good deal of the forest has been cleared for houses, and the pasture has been overrun with prefab houses and mobile homes and no longer supports either bobolinks or meadowlarks. I used to hear several American bitterns every year. Now it's been over 5 years since I've heard even one on the route. What was once a gravel road was paved a decade ago and is now being improved to allow even more people to drive to and from Duluth at high speed, killing more and more frogs, birds, and other wildlife, and squandering natural resources as they make what remains of our natural world less and less natural. 30 years ago, when I took a botany course in college, I once brought home a beautiful tiny slime mold growing in a petri dish. It started out as three bright yellow specks, brilliant and shiny and lovely. It took over a month for it to grow enough for me to perceive that the specks were more like dots, and then week after week as it grew, it got even lovelier, branching out in odd patterns, some roundish, some spidery, and every now and then some of the branches of one speck intertwined with those of another speck. But the growth rate, which started out so slow, was exponential. It took months for it to cover 2/3 of the agar, but within another day or two, not a square millimeter of agar was left uncovered, and within 2 days of that, the brilliant yellow had faded to ugly gray, black, and brown, as the poor, doomed slime mold was left destitute, having depleted every bit of the finite natural resources it required to survive. Like the human inhabitants of Easter Island, who squandered all their natural resources and then died out, not a single tree left to give them wood to build boats to escape impending doom, this slime mold's obliviousness about the high cost of growing too big for its resources and its inability to manufacture more resources than its little world could provide sealed its fate. A few years ago, I saw a series of maps of Wisconsin that showed decade after decade changes in human population per square mile. It started out with tiny colored dots here and there in the midst of vast green, like specks of slime mold in a large dish of agar. But decade after decade, more and more of the green disappeared. Will we notice this in time to save ourselves, or will we share the same fate as the people of Easter Island and my slime mold? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.